This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in August of 2020. The name of the company is Hemp Inc., and you can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol H-E-M-P. With us today is, a consultant. I know he once started the company, is Bruce Portland. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
So what is your current title now? Consultant?
Okay. Yeah, I'm the chief visionary consultant. So in other words, I tell them where I want the company to go, what the vision is, and then, you know, running a company is boring as heck. Starting a company, launching it, you know, being in a big street battle for funding and for products and for everything for 10 years is long enough to fight it. Now we're going to be a normal company doing sales and marketing, and it's boring as heck. I mean, what's fun is shipping out $1 million of product every month. That's, you know, just you become
right,
a shipping
right.
company.
Who doesn't like that? So, you know, I asked you to come on the show for a couple of reasons. You know, there's a buzz, you know, out there in Washington about the HR 3617. We're going to talk about that later. It's going to go to the floor, I think, today, being March the 30th. But also, I want to talk about the press release you put out March the 24th. And if you would, you guys come out with a capsule, if you will. Before we get to the Q&A, just for my audience and me, educate us just a little bit. What's the difference between CBD and CBG?
Oh, great question. Okay, CBD is for anxiety and pain and for seizures. And, you know, when CBDs came out, it was like, it was, to me, it was sort of funny because people started making claims that it does everything. I said, yes, CBD cures all this. It pays your mortgage, it pays your car payment. You know, there's enormous amount of results in CBD. What people don't realize that 29% of those results are actually a placebo effect. And that's what launched CBDs in the market. It's in everything. So they're for mainly anxiety and for pain. CBG is one of the best natural painkillers on the marketplace today. And the third one you forgot, which we just launched, is CBN, which is the most powerful sleep aid that's not addictive. So those are the three main cannabinoids.
Well, that all being said, I want to talk about sales a little bit. I understand that you guys release three new products on the market without making any kind of medical claims. Please tell me about them and how they're helping with coronavirus also, which I hear there's another variant that's being prominent now. Came out like last week.
Yeah, okay, so I don't want to make any medical claims, so if I accidentally slip over with my enthusiasm to make medical claims, just a disclaimer, these are not medical claims. I'm not allowed to do that. All right, CBD, as we just said, is great. We launched a CBD-CBG super tincture. Then we launched the CBD-CBG powder capsules. And then we launched, because of the sleep, you know, when you get old, you can't sleep, CBD-CBG-CBN sleep capsules for more relaxing sleep all night. So the difference between us and everybody else is two differences. One is that we do a therapeutic dose. The guys that test us, the labs come back, say, you know, you're 300 to 400 times more powerful than anybody else out there. Why? Okay. Because that's a therapeutic dose. We don't care about the placebo effect. We're not sprinkling what we call fairy dust. Welcome to the world of nutraceuticals and vitamins. They put in a little bit of this, a little bit of that, just so they can put it on the label. We're making these for ourselves, okay? We're in our 70s. We want them to work. And so you will get a therapeutic dose, not fairy dust sprinkling and counting on the placebo effect. That's the big difference between us. Now, did you ask about the CBD and the CBGA and coronavirus? All right. About a month ago, a study was released that CBDA and CBGA cures coronavirus and stops it from spreading in a petri dish. They haven't done human trials yet, so we don't know how that's going to come. No one cares. There's going to be a feeding frenzy for CBDA and CBGA. We can barely get it wholesale right now because the industry saw that. That study went viral. It was on Fox News. It was on New York Times. It went everywhere. Now, the previous study that shows that CBD helps with the coronavirus a year ago, these are scientific studies, didn't go viral. This one did. So what we have with Hemp Inc., and we're launching this because of this, everyone gobbled up the supply. We'll probably launch it next week or the week after. CBDA and CBGA, we have the perceived cure for the coronavirus that stops it spreading in a petri dish. I want to make sure I'm not making medical claims here. I don't care. No one cares. No one's going to take a chance. I take my zinc, I take my C, and I take my D. Try and go buy zinc wholesale. All right? You can't. It's sold out because of the perceived value. It's going to be a feeding frenzy. We'll never have an opportunity like this again, the perceived cure to a global pandemic, the CBGA and CBDA, based on that study that went viral. That's where we're launching big time, and that's why we've been turning our battleship from spending the first 10 years of our lives building infrastructure, the largest hemp processing facility in the Western Hemisphere in North Carolina, giant grow up in Oregon and a processing center up there, manufacturing facilities in Las Vegas, eco villages out in Arizona. We're done building infrastructure pretty much. You know, we're going to keep those going. We're focusing on sales and marketing for the next 10 years. And it's interesting about Hemp Inc., guys. We've been here for all this time. You know, there's billion-dollar companies came and went. I say this like the turtle and the hare. We're the turtle. We're still here. We had an SEC investigation. That's over with. We had a stop sign for years. That's over with. And no volume, no revenues to speak of. I mean, we had a couple $1 million in volume with our hemp grows in Oregon and a bunch with our plant in North Carolina. Nothing to speak of. Turning that battleship from, can you imagine if we spend all that money on sales and marketing now? But you better be prepared. I personally have buried 20 companies in my life by growing too quick. It's not fun to do millions of dollars in sales and then you collapse because you don't track it, you don't follow up, you don't have supply. That's not going to happen. We are turning that battleship for sales and marketing. Well, let's, and watch what happens.
I appreciate that. You know, let's talk about turning the ship. You know, something is very special happening today over there in Congress. The H.R. 3617 bill is going to be put to the floor today. They're going to try to change marijuana from a Schedule 1 to it's going to be legal. And they're also going to talk about the banking bill. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, my God. What a boon for the industry. Well, first of all, when that was announced, first of all, I'm watching the stocks, and I noticed that every single stock bounces last Thursday. Okay?
Yep.
At the same time, in the after late of the last hour to half 2 hours, we all went flying through the roof. We go, wow, we did a great press release. No, it wasn't the press release. Something happened. So then you look, what happened, and what was that bill, the MORE Act, okay, that they announced. So Thursday, we went skyrocketing. Friday, we went skyrocketing. I think we sold, like, 400 million?
400 million shares.
Million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus.
The second biggest day of our history, and we all did that. So this act, whenever something like that happens, all the pot stocks bounce. So luckily, we have the benefit of this, and we'll get a lot of excitement because of that, and it changes everything. They just close our bank account again for probably the 20th time. They do that with every one of us. All of us go for three banks because they know they're going to close it. It makes so much time and effort not spending on finding the next bank, you know, that will not, will take your, and we're to hemp, we're legal with the Farm Act, but they still lump us in with the marijuana and they still close our banks. So those two things pass and our stocks, ours and the whole industries are golden. But, you know, somebody has to be the darling in the industry. And I think Hemp Inc. is going to be the darling of the industry because we're going to go from very little sales to, I believe,
will it get passed in the Senate? It was the bill died last time in the Senate, got passed in the House. Will it pass the House this year? I mean, the Senate.
I think so, but if it doesn't, it's going to come again. They're not going to stop this bill from happening. They're not going to stop legalization. Come on. We've seen the march of legalization since 1996 Compassionate Use Act in California. It's not going to stop. You know, so if it passes in the Senate, great. If it doesn't, the next bill, and there's some problems with this bill, it's not a perfect bill, it will be get passed again. The Banking Act is more important to stop that banks. You know, it just is a waste of time and energy not allowing the legal marijuana to have bank accounts and close them after a year. Some of them get closed after 20 years or 10 years or 5 years or, you know, it's never like right away. And it's hard to get a bank account. So you got to jump through the hoops. So all that just makes business way easier so we can focus on sales and marketing and do our job.
You know, looking at your stock, it's trending up a little bit, but it's still in the double zeros. I think, I believe today it's 0017, maybe 18. Why should investors buy your stock? And how do you stand out with all the other, you know, and it's been a very depressed industry, very depressed in stock prices. Tilray's down, one of the biggest ones. Aurora's down, not to mention all the other little companies out there that are publicly traded.
Yeah, well, okay, why should people buy our stock? You know, I tell people when they ask me, what do we, should I buy stock? I go, don't buy anything anymore. Don't invest any more than you can afford to lose. So buy $100 to $1,000. That's all I tell people. Just don't get rich quick scheme. Don't invest your life savings. Okay, put it away for your grandkids. And why should we buy that big stock? Because I personally donated $24 million as of 2016. It's probably double that by now to nonprofits. So when you buy hemp ink stock, Patch Adams, who's building a free hospital in West Virginia, the real Patch Adams, he has a bunch of my stock right now. If we could make that stock double, he has twice the amount of money to build his hospital, to finish building his hospital. It's, you're building Wild Planet. I've done, they're the largest donor as well. You're feeding the homeless. I donated Spread Peace. Then they've got stock currently. They've been a lot bang, more bang for your buck if you bought our stock and bought our products. So and that, so you're helping that. It's so called conscious consumerism. Don't buy from Monsanto, who's poisoning the world. Buy from a company that's giving back. And I put my money where my mouth is. I've given away a ton to that. So if you buy the stock and buy the products, that's a big thing. Our products are awesome. They really are awesome. And here's a special. If you call, go to our website and put Bruce 3211, you get a free sample of our CBD, CBG, CBN sleep capsules. You pay for shipping, okay? So we're not going to make it a loser. But you do, with that code, Bruce3211, you get a free sample. And buy our products, and you're helping Patch Adams. You're helping Feed the Homeless. You're helping Wild Planet build the largest wildlife sanctuary in the world. All right? And Keepers of the Wild, that's been around for 25 years. And on and on. You know, there's, you know, the Abused Women and Children Foundation. And,
well, Bruce, and our, we're running out of time. And give that promo code one more time.
Okay, it's Bruce 3211, and that's hempincusa.com. No, I'm sorry, the King of Hemp. USA.com or something like that. Look on my website. You have to look at the press release.
Yes, and you can always go to the OTC markets and look up their company. Their ticker symbol is HEMP. Bruce, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. I know it's been a long journey for you, and I believe the next 2 to 4 quarters is going to be really something special for you guys now that you're going to start having revenues really come in the door. Hopefully, I don't have to wait another year and a half to 2 years for you to come back on the show.
No, actually, now that I'm the chief visionary consultant, one of the things for me is to focus on the media. I'm $1 billion in free publicity, Eric. You know, I can get in the front page of Sunday newspapers for free if I stop and do the interview. So I figure now that we're sales and marketing, that's part of sales and marketing. Get us in the public. Get us back in the news, because I can do that, you know, really easy because of my background.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 60 days.
You got it. Can't wait.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.